It's just another night, and I'm staring at the moon. I saw a shooting star and thought of you.
Early on the morning of July 15th, 1971, Frank and I returned with others to the airport in Houston. This is the only time that I do not remember saying goodbye to Frank. I do not know why, but I think it was I chose to forget it. I do remember thinking when Frank was home that God had let him live to come home to see me again. But I was so afraid it was because Frank would not live to come home again. Once Frank got back to Vietnam, we would have to start over the whole process of waiting for letters from each other. The first letter I received from Frank was written on July 15th, 1971. The airline had put him up for the night in the Carlton Hotel in Hong Kong. July 15th, 1971. Dearest Nancy. Hi, honey. Well, I made it this far. I got into Hong Kong about 9 p.m. tonight, and Pan Am sent me over to this hotel. I'll stay the night and get up at 6 a.m., then leave the hotel at 7:15 a.m. Breakfast is included, as well as transportation. Pretty nice of them, I thought. I figured I would have to stay in the airport and sleep because I sure wasn't going to pay for a place to stay. Everything has gone fine so far. I'm about worn out from so much flying and sitting and a cold I got from somewhere that has gone to my ears and making me very miserable. That isn't helping either. Nancy, I want to tell you one more time how much I love the few days that we had together. I love you so much, darling. And every moment with you was a blessing. I miss your warmth and love so much already. Nancy, there were so many things that I wanted to say to you and do for you that didn't get said or done. I guess these things you feel without me having to say them or do them. I feel we have such an understanding and devoted love, and that's the way it should be. I love you, Nancy, and I hope you realize that and treasure my love as I treasure yours. I have to close now because it's late, and also I'm getting kind of very sad. I miss you, my darling, and love you so very much. Take care of yourself because you belong to me. Okay? Okay. All my love for you, my wife, Frank. I know I cried when I got the above letter. We were not meant to be separated, but we knew we had survived the first 6 months, and we would be even stronger for the next 6 months. Frank and I were two hearts beating as one, with a love for each other that cannot be broken, but would grow stronger and stronger because it was eternal.